people need to be able to think, speak, and act without self-restraint. As an academic scientist, I have had the privilege of working with prescient giants in the field, such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Zev Zelenko, Dr. Joseph Ladapo, and Dr. Harvey Weish. This is America Out Loud Talk Radio. Welcome to my Liberty Hour. I am Dr. Paul Alexander.
Welcome back to the Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour, brought to you by America Out Loud Talk Radio. Quickly out of the gate this week, let me remind you that my talk shows, they're taped soon after and they're available the next day on podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, etc. So please go to there. I want to ask you, out of the gate, to really support Malcolm and his outfit, because he really gives us the opportunity to speak when most of us are canceled in this woke legacy media. I want to say that I write my daily blog, the Substack. It's called Alexander COVID News. Please Google it, Alexander COVID News, and I have it available for free, no restrictions. You could subscribe for free. You could comment. You could get into a lot of the discussions. There's a small membership of $29 a year if you want to pay that. It's a little over $2 a month. But I would ask you at least to consider being free. I really need help financially. And if you can, even the smallest of donations, $1 even, please go to Zelle, and you can find me using email sr7283@gmail.com. That's sr7283@gmail.com. So once again, you know, week over week, so what? We are about 8 months out for the presidential election, and it looks like the next 8 months are going to be very, very difficult. The insane leftist media, the deep state, the Democrats, etc. Biden is trying to take out his political opponent using the levers of government. And that's the most insane situation we are facing, because people are letting it happen and they're not putting a stop to it. I don't know why we elected this house, they gave the Republicans power in the House, and quite frankly, it should be taken away from them. Republicans just want to go to wine and cheeses and to socialize. But they don't know how to govern. They don't want to govern. They're very lazy people. They just want to be invited here and there, attend a function, seem important, get all the benefits, but not govern, not do the work. This new speaker, Mike Johnson, is a waste of time. In fact, he reminds me of Paul Ryan, and that's a dangerous situation. So right now you have recent furor between the judge overseeing the Trump case with the special counsel, Jack Smith, and she's made a request for jury instructions, etc. You know, over President Trump's, his claim that he had broad authority to take classified government documents, and said it would seek an appeals court review if she accepted the former president's arguments, Trump's arguments about his record retention powers. But right now, the special counsel, Jack Smith, is railing on her within social media. He's very angry. I actually am following the situation, and I like the decision making right now that she's engaging in. There's an interesting story I saw recently. It's about Tesla. And they're talking about Tesla might go bust, Elon Musk, and that the stocks are only worth $14. So it's a very fascinating situation because, you know, people were sold on this Tesla situation, and I've always found it's a load of junk. To be honest with you, this global warming insanity and this it's really a quest. It's a more of a fashion show because it takes more to produce one of these so-called electric Tesla vehicles than a normal car. And I just think it's a scam. Anyway. I am not a huge supporter of Elon Musk. I've always listened to him. Even before he bought Twitter, etc. And I found him to be a little bit flip-flopping and bizarre. The ideas that he has and his philosophies run antithetical to United States and its values, its customs, etc. And what this country has as priorities right now. We have this issue of the Dalai Lama. No, oh my God, I'm so sorry. The ship called the Dali, I'll spell it, D-A-L-I. And it's creating a lot of very interesting situations right now. Because as time has gone on, a lot of questions are being raised as to how could the ship crash into the Baltimore, the bridge? How did it happen? And a lot of people like Lara Logan, myself, there's been a lot of discussion in the media, whether it's in Substack, whether it's in Twitter, about this potentially being a terrorist attack on the United States. In other words, not 9/11 with planes, but the same philosophy, but actually using ships targeting bridges. And from all that we understand so far, it seems that this bridge is a very vital conduit within the shipping industry and in getting goods to America. And this is going to cause a lot of disruptions in the supply chain. What is very troubling right now to us are the reports of what you may call it, CDC hazardous waste. Actually, not waste, actual products in about 56 to 60 containers. And that's raising a lot of questions as to how those containers would be on the ship, number one. But number two, and I believe CDC has verified this, they were all packed in the front of the ship, the first set of containers, and they took a blow from the bridge. And now there are reports that about 10 to 11 of them are breached and leaking into the water. So the real question is, how could this ship, with so much room, hit this bridge, the posts, the column? Because it's almost when you look at the tape, it's as if the ship was steered directly into the column. And it is really raising a lot of questions. As if this was really sabotage and an act of terror on the United States. The ship was moving faster than it should have legally in the water that it was in at that time. I'm now reading reports that there was no one at the in control of the ship at that period of time. So there's a lot of things that make no sense. And we need a thorough investigation because from by the looks of it and the sounds of it, the kind of damage to the bridge suggests that we'll be out for at least 2 to 3 years to put that back up. and it's going to disrupt a lot of shipping across that body of water. They're going to result in a lot of shortages. I wrote a Substack recently about TSMC. I believe that's a Taiwanese semiconductor manufacturing company. And I think the owner or the CEO, his name is Morris Chan. Chan. And I was trying to say that that small company in Taiwan represents the most important company in the entire world. More important than any of the large 300, 400, $500 billion revenue companies in America. Why? Again, it's because that semiconductor, that chip company, makes basically the only high level sort of high tech, high technology, optimal performance semiconductor microchips. And we find TSMC chips, semiconductors, across the entire society of the United States, Canada, England, etc., especially powering our police, our military vehicles. So we have a lot of questions as to what is happening. Because the argument we've been making is that the United States didn't go to war to prevent Hong Kong from going back to China. There was a lot of debate about this. Should America step in, etc., to fight China on behalf of England or with England? Thank God America didn't, because they'd have still been there, bogged down. But it was unwilling to shed blood and treasure for the handing over of Hong Kong. And as you know, Hong Kong is a cash cow, very rich, mostly from illegal drug money. Hong Kong grows nothing. Hong Kong really produces nothing. They import everything, basically. What Hong Kong is a transshipment port for everything illegal in this world. Flows through Hong Kong, getting to and from Asia, the Pacific, etc., across the Atlantic, eventually to North America. But it's a very corrupt shipping system with every possible drug, narcotic, illegal drug, anything illegal flows through Hong Kong and gets transshipped the way it was intended to go. And the reality about it is that it became a very wealthy nation over the last 30, 40 years. And when England was calling on America to intervene to prevent Hong Kong from being handed back over to China, America never did. There's a lot of smack talk and a lot of brow beating and chest beating, but and China, for its part, allowed Hong Kong to remain a free market society and didn't command Hong Kong to revert back to communist rule. So Hong Kong has remained a cash cow for China, as it was for England. Illegal money, of course, but it's a cash cow. And China is very happy, imposes no constraints, or it doesn't even touch Hong Kong. So the Hong Kong can continue operating, you could see, on its own, whilst owned and controlled by China. The difference, though, with TSMC is Taiwan, is that those chips power everything in America. And the concern in America and UK and France and Australia and Italy and Canada, etc., is that if China takes Hong Kong, it will be taking TSMC. And if China controls the TSMC, the semiconductors, they could decide that day to cut it off, and we will have no more chips. And everything in America will stand still, will shut down, will stop working. And the thing about it is, I believe under Trump, there were some agreements for TSMC to stand up two small manufacturing plants within America to actually change this insane situation where the United States is reliant for all of its semiconductor high-level chips from Taiwan, and we don't have manufacturing in America. So I believe Trump, in his way, was able to get TSMC. It's a highly guarded secret. To make these chips with the kind of quality and uniformity and standardization. They got them, I believe, to stand up two factories, two manufacturing plants of these chips in Phoenix, Arizona, I believe. I believe Biden and Obama with the DEI, you know, that diversity, inclusion, and equity bull, that crazy, insane madness. Well, I believe from what I have read and what I have heard so far in the last 2 months, Taiwan packed up and went back and said, no, we're not interested in your work madness, your must hire gays, must hire blacks, must hire this. We just wanted to set up our manufacturing plant, willing to give you a franchise in your country, blah, blah, blah. But we're not going through no DEI crap. We out of here. And they left. So I believe they're waiting on Trump because they want to set up a plant or two in America. I mean, it's in America's best interest to have these plants in America because the truth is this: 90 to 95% of all the high-level, high-grade semiconductors that powers your fridges, stoves, every single device, your iPhone, your smartphone, whatever, your Apple, whatever, all the military equipment, United States military, all comes from that little factory. So that CEO, Morris Chan, is the most powerful person in the world, believe it or not. And it's very fascinating that what they're saying is, what TSMC said is, we don't want to hire someone based on your quota. We must hire women, we must hire men, we must hire blacks, we must hire wheelchair. No, they said our key is we want the right people because the key in the chip manufacturing is not even in the technology as much as in your ability to sit in the chip room and watch the chips coming off the semiconductors, coming off the assembly line. Because where the magic of this and the potency of it is and the success for TSMC has been the high quality finished product, uniform. There are no variations in the finished chip. They're all the same, and you need to be able to look at it properly.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's foreign protein cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
George Washington once encouraged us to animate and encourage each other and show the whole world that a free man contending for liberty on his own ground is superior to any slavish mercenary on earth. That's exactly what we do, as you'll see when you visit AmericaOutLoud.news. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the second segment of Dr. Paul Alexander's Liberty Hour, brought to you by America Out Loud. Remember, I told you earlier that I write my daily blog, my Substack, Alexander COVID News. Please support me going to Zelle. Go to email sr7283@gmail.com. Any kind of support you want to give would be very helpful to me. I also support this company, the wellness company. I do this with, I provide technical support with Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Drew, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Harvey Reich. It's a good company with a range of nutraceuticals and alternative healthcare offerings to the American people. Please find it at twc.health. twc.health. Take a look at it and see if what they're advertising and the vision and the mandate, if it appeals to you. Several different things I want to talk about. But again, the most important thing is we are facing this election in November. And I was trying to say in a prior tape that our challenge is not really November 3rd, because I believe, based on the polls already, that Trump will be hard to beat. Yet he's not, I can't say he's a complete shoo-in. So Biden et al. Must be careful. But our challenge is not really getting him to November 3rd. But if President Trump is re-elected on November 3rd, the left and the deep state will go nuts. You saw what they did in his first term, bringing this fake Russia collusion madness BS. They're going to try everything to stop him from standing. I believe it's outside the Lincoln Memorial to swear in on that Bible. I believe they're going to try to assassinate him. So getting him elected November 3rd is not the issue. It's getting him sworn in, getting him to that first day to serve. So that's our challenge, and we have to help him protect himself. I know he has his own security besides Secret Service, etc., but they need to amp up and step up, because they're trying everything between bankrupting him, imprisoning him, or killing him. So we need to make sure that we protect President Trump. I wanted to talk with you about this monkeypox issue. You know, it's back in the news because the monkeypox vaccine that was brought out, indications now are it has failed. And so, you know, it's back in the news, and I wrote a Substack on this recently, and I'm going to just remind you what I was trying to say. I was trying to say that if the vaccine has failed, then we have to rely on other approaches. And first of all, monkeypox is a gay bisexual illness, infection. It's not an infection of the heterosexual male-female community, etc. So let's get that straight. They're trying to make you feel that it's all of our problem, but it's not. So my idea is, why don't they speak to the homosexual community and inform them via PSAs, etc., so the CDC and the NIH, inform them of the risks, and inform them of more adaptive, healthier behaviors. So just out of the gate, if I were running this response right now, I would put out public service and messages telling gay and bisexual males to have no sex for 2 to 3 months. Reason being is, I know it's kind of late, but it will try and get this infection to burn itself out. And this must be in all gay communities across the world, in North America, in Europe, etc. Another key point is, we need acute surveillance of symptomatic persons. That's persons who have these pustules filled with pus, generally in the anus, in or around the anus, on the skin. The content of those pustules is very, very infectious, contagious. So you have to be careful in touching it. But I'm saying, besides a moratorium on sex among the gay community, bisexual, what gay and bisexual males should do is do not engage in multiple partners, which tends to be a proclivity in this subgroup. So confine yourself to one monogamous partner. Also, no skin-to-skin contact. Make sure none of the blisters and the pustules in your partner's private areas, etc., do not rupture. No sharing of intimacy paraphernalia. We want acute contact tracing of symptomatic persons. So we don't see any need for any vaccine, masks, any lockdowns, any intervention. I wanted to mention that again because they're trying to make it to make you feel that you are at risk in the heterosexual community, and you never were and you are not. This remains a homosexual, gay, bisexual issue. And what we want is, we want the messaging to go out to gays so they don't engage in multiple sex partners, etc., and heighten the risk of transmission. I was speaking about the fact that Obama and Biden are killing us with this flood of illegal rapists. It's like the killing fields now going to be emerging in America. You know? And the reality about it is that America cannot take this kind of influx of almost 6th century medieval backward thinking people coming up to the southern border, bringing drugs, beginning all kinds of outrageous criminal behaviors with them. And the problem is, what are we doing with them? Are we selling them back into the interior? Where are they going? We have a situation where, as we speak here in March, 10 million illegals under Biden has entered into America. We project by about 20,000 a day is what is crossing. Believe it or not, it's 20,000 a day, the Border Services has said. So, with 20,000 a day, that would be about 4 million more. By November, December of 2024, this year. So by the time the election comes around, Biden would have let 14 million illegals cross into America. Not properly vetted, unvetted. And the reality is, of the 10 million so far, not the other projected 4, what we see is that the Border Services were only able to apprehend about 7. 3 million got away. And in those gotaways, we argue that there are about 100 terrorists, hardened terrorists inside the gotaways. We don't know their names and we don't know where they are in America. This is a very potentially catastrophic situation. I wanted to talk to you about while I was there in Washington. So a lot of these states, they had to roll the data up to my office in the policy at HHS. Just to remind you, Operation Warp Speed was run out of the HHS building on the 7th floor. But the point I'm making is that we were getting reports. The point is that we were getting reports from our states where women and men, husbands and wives, or mother and father of a child, 6, 7, 8 years old, would present to the emergency room, and the wife would confess to the doctor in attendance quickly that she'd been physically abusive and violent to her husband over the last year. You know, she'd been locked out, business closed, etc. And he would also tell the wife, he would also tell the ER doctor that he has also been physically abusive to his wife and beating her because he has no income. The company he worked with has closed. And they're both standing there with a child in their arm, maybe 8, 9 years old, unresponsive, very bruised and battered, telling the doctor that we think we might have killed the child. We might have crossed the line today. It's because we're just so miserable and angry. And the reality is that's the legacy of COVID. Between the fact that most children in America get their only meal via the school lunch, and when we close them, schools, millions of Americans starved. But the point I'm making is that the rich, affluent, cafe latte class of people, they didn't care about the poor in society. Because under the lockdown situation, they were having it nice. They were very happy because they could catch up on some reading. They could work remotely in the basement and be there. They didn't have to overly dress to go to work. So, you know, that is the issue. They could walk their dogs. They could go on a mini vacation. Nobody would know. So that's the issue, and that's the legacy of the lockdowns and the school closures. It severely hurt our people, and President Trump needs to understand that if he's given another shot, we can't do things the same. We have to fix things and change things, particularly in terms of who is surrounding him. I wanted to talk about a story that I saw in the media where Kennedy said that Obama, I think Kennedy gained a lot of credibility because he said that Biden and Obama, so let's just focus on Biden. This is his quote. Biden is the biggest threat to America's democracy. I think this is a tremendous statement for somebody like Bobby Kennedy Jr. to make, because for sure he was persona non grata during COVID and his stance on the vaccines. But with this one broad statement, he's now public enemy number one of the Democrat Party. And I tip my hat to Bobby Kennedy Jr. to be so brave to say what he did. And he demonstrated that he had real testicles. And he's a strong man. And from my understanding about Bobby Kennedy Jr. is he loves America. And he wants to serve. So if I have a way that I could talk to President Trump and get him to ensure that Robert Kennedy Jr. is given a proper position within government where we could utilize his skills and expertise, etc. So, I think he has lots to offer. I wanted to talk about, we were having this debate on Substack about if you presented, if you were a judge, so to speak, or law enforcement, or you presented with a case where a young man, young in the sense of 17 years old, raped a child, a young child. Well, I wrote in my Substack, it's gotten a lot of good, not just traffic, you know. All of a sudden, I got 400 new subscribers in the last couple of days. And it has to do with kind of the content that I'm putting out. I'm not just sticking to COVID. I'm going all over the place, and I'm letting people, regardless of who you are, communicate and take part in the commentaries. I put out this subset, of course, a lot of rancor, a lot of support. A lot of people loved it. And of course, you'd have the leftist freaks. I said that the pedophiles in America and Canada, basically is what I was saying, UK, anywhere, that if you abuse children, if you sexually assault or molest a child, touch them in any way, my view is that we should give you a couple quarters And with your two quarters, take you to a gas station somewhere. Let you get out the car and take the quarters from you and get a number from you that you're going to call. Let you call some family member and just tell them goodbye. That's what you're calling them for, to say goodbye. And then you take them to a drive-thru McDonald's and you get them the last meal. Anything they want. And then in about 2 hours' time, you execute them. If it's a bona fide case of rape, molestation, sodomy, and a young boy, a young girl, a child, by an adult, even another young person, and it's proven, it's no question. I don't want to put you in jail and waste taxpayer money and there's no rehabilitation for you. I think the conversation will then have to be between you and your God. Are we going to get you together quickly? We're going to take you somewhere and kill you. We'll put you to death. You have to be put to death. And I don't care who's listening to this. If you're offended, you find I'm raw, I'm too blunt, no. I've always said that if the country ever devolved into civil war, America, and the country fell apart and there was just rampant madness, like The Purge, the show The Purge, and we could do whatever we want for an hour, then I will find all the pedophiles in America and take them out and kill them. That's one group of people that you shouldn't be allowed to live. You shouldn't have no due process, no habeas corpus, no nothing, no time to live. So my point is this. Again, we want President Trump. Why? He's the only person on deck who could do what we need to do. Whether you find he's crass, boorish, insultive, filthy, you don't like him, that's your problem. He's the only person who could punish the people we need. We need President Trump to close the border for 10 to 15 years and deport every single illegal, man, woman, and child. If you raped, if you are a pedophile, if you are a murderer, you will never be allowed back on American soil. If you have a U.S. passport, they have to let you back in, but you must be deported.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutLoud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the final segment of Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour, brought to you by America Out Loud Talk Radio. America Out Loud, as you know, is an exceptional platform to us because it allows us dissident contrarian doctors and scientists a voice. Maybe you don't, as the public, need us. You're so well educated and informed and critical thinkers. At this point, you figured out the fraud of COVID, all of the wrongs. Do you understand the insanity of Biden's open border policy, the problems in America, the Congress, the House, how they sell us out, whether Republican or Democrat? You understand all of that? You understand all of that? There are a lot of key things that I want to talk about today. One of them is this issue about Disease X, that the World Health Organization and CDC and all of these idiots, these fraudsters, are trying to scare you about. And what Van den Bosch, good Van den Bosch, is saying, and myself, as to what this Disease X is, because we are really arguing that these people who made the vaccine, who created this fake pandemic, etc., know, particularly from the mRNA vaccine, this Malone, Bula, Bansal, Wiseman, Carrico, Sahin, Turecki, mRNA technology, mRNA vaccine, that they know there will be harms and deaths coming, separate even from all the turbo cancers and all of that, the rapid metastasis, the failing of remission, new cancers, people dying of cancer from diagnosis in 4 to 5 days now. But we are seeing is that the outcome, the fallout from the vaccine, is what Disease X. We are going to confront a tsunami of severe illness and death that's coming. And WHO and our health officials at CDC, at Health Canada, in Canada, Public Health Agency of Canada, they want you to think, NIH, FDA, SAGE in UK, they want you to think that it's some new novel illness. It's not. Disease X is really the morbidity and mortality from the vaccine. Anyway, I want to remind you, please go to my Substack, my daily blog at Alexander COVID News. I have it for free. No restrictions. You could comment, Alexander COVID News. And there's a $29 fee if you want to join, but I have it for free. Please, if you want to give me any help, please go to Zelle, that's Zelle, any kind of financial help. And you could go to email sr7283@gmail.com. I had a Substack recently. I have created this list of the horsemen of the apocalypse. I call it the horsemen of the COVID apocalypse. And I'm now up to about 73 horsemen. These are the people that I think must be investigated. And this list is growing because many, I have millions of viewers. Many of them send me in names and we study it, me and the submission board. I have a group of people that review with me. And think about this, of people who should be investigated under oath in proper courtrooms and tribunals with judges and juries to see what they did in this COVID madness, this vaccine. And who should be held accountable? Whose money should be stripped from them, taken away from their entire families? Who should be imprisoned and even put to death? Yes, I have called for the execution, firing squad or hanging of any officials, be it in the Trump administration in the past, the Biden administration, in any health agency, any medical doctors, anyone, even media personnel who caused the death of people during COVID should be hung. These people include Francis Collins of the NIH, Matt Hancock, we call him my dazzle on Matt, Belinda Gates, Barack Obama, Robert Malone, Rick Bright, Uga Sahin, Peter Marks, Caitlin Carrico, Prime Minister UK Rishi Sunak, Justin Trudeau, PM of Canada, Jeremy Farrar, Diana Hinshaw, Canada, Peter Junior, Ontario, Hotels, Peter Hotels, Mark Pottinger, Randy Weingarten, that crazy teachers unions head, Liana Wen, Slavit, Sanjay Gupta, Schwab, Bill Gates. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Check it out. The 73 horsemen, and that list is growing. What I also wanted to talk about is a recent publication that police officers, there were these guys in, I think, in South Africa, who gang raped a young girl, a little girl, in front of her mother. I don't know, to make the mother suffer or whatever. And they did her unspeakable things. Anyway, the police, on looking for them, found 9 of the 11 in one spot and shot all dead. I wrote a Substack, a blog on Alexander COVID News. Yes, go to Alexander COVID News. And I said, we need that in America now. We need our police. I'm sorry, that's where we are. Biden and Obama have allowed feral, medieval, 6th-century beasts, North African jihadist beasts, Middle Eastern beasts, South American beasts and animals. Yes, rapists and murderers are among them. We're going to rape our daughters and kill them. We need the police to have that kind of power. We need to make an example a few times. Just a few times. Shoot people dead on the spot. People who commit those kind of capital crimes that you know we don't need to go on and investigate. Anyway, Joe Rogan, he did a podcast recently and he's talking about Israel committing genocide. I did a Substack and I said, look, Joe, why didn't you also comment on the Israeli woman, the Jewish woman who were gang raped and brutalized, where they stabbed them up in their vaginas? They inserted metal rods in their genitals. Why didn't you talk about that? Why didn't you call out Hamas and the Palestinians for having 150 people still underground in tunnels? Why? Who attacked who on October 7th? So I said Rogan was wrong. He was wrong. The ship, the Dali, that collapsed the Francis Scott Bridge in Baltimore. As time has gone by, I hope you realize we are getting more and more information that this looks like a terrorist attack because the ship was steered directly. We don't even think at this point it had people on the deck steering the ship, but it was steered directly into the column of the bridge. It is impossible almost for this accident to have happened. And we need proper investigations. Because when you look at all of the different issues, it seems that this was a deliberate attack. This could be 9/11 again, but not using planes on buildings, but using ships on bridges. And this is a very strategic hit. Using cyber attacks, I suppose, commandeering the computer system on board the ship. Because where this port is located is so strategic, particularly to the US military, etc. It's going to cause a rippling effect on the US economy and potentially the globe's economy. I wanted to remind you about Antonio Francesco Gramsci, surname Gramsci, Italian, Gramsci. This person, you should get familiar with Gramsci because you think people like Lenin and Trotsky and Stalin and Kamenev, and I think there's a fifth one, Bubov, that these are the real Bolsheviks and Mensheviks, and Marxist socialists. No, these are babies to Gramsci. Gramsci probably is the most dangerous socialist in history. He was a mild-mannered Italian academic. He died about 8 years ago, but he influences all Marxists and socialists. He is the granddaddy, and it is his teaching, worse than people like Che Guevara and Mao and Pol Pot, etc. It's his teaching that influences teachers and writers and church people even today. We need to be very concerned about Gramsci and how his teaching has pervaded his Marxist socialist ideology. Mike Eden, Dr. Mike Eden, put out a Substack, a blog recently about, again, reminding us his view, which is that there was no virus. And to even have early treatment for no virus, he says, is a problem. You can't reconcile it. So he says that either one feeds the other, that the proponents of early treatment makes you think that for them to have an early treatment, There must have been a virus. And he's saying, no, 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 no. Kind of in line with what I've argued, that COVID, the pandemic, was a fraud. We had no excess mortality until the vaccines were rolled out February 2021. So there's something to be said about what Eden is saying. We can't just discount it. We need to think about it seriously. There's this South African chant, kill the boa. B-O-E-R is the word, boa. So kill the boa. The boa is the white South Africaner, the white farmer. And this is a chant by the opposition and really the government in power. The government in power, Julius Malema, was chanting kill the boa in recent speeches. And the president of South Africa, Ramaphosa, was silent. They have said nothing. And Elon Musk came out. Now, I'm not a big fan of Elon Musk. You have to understand this. I think Tesla's bull is garbage. When you understand how to make an electric car, this whole electric car is just garbage BS. Is muddled up with status symbol, and people just don't understand. You actually impact the environment more. But anyway, that aside, I don't think Elon Musk is anything. But let's go with his notoriety at this point. He came out and he spoke against that, and he's correct. I believe he was born in South Africa too. He's a white man. And what they're calling for, that chant, kill the boa. Kill the boa, B-O-E-R. So kill the white Afrikaner. You really calling for mass genocide of white people. Why? I am not a white man. I have black ancestry. I come from the islands. Actually, my ancestry is from Lebanon and some from Cuba. I was born in the island, English speaking. Yes. And why? Why? Most of the racism I ever encountered in my life, and I talking about brutal racism, came from black people, my own people in the islands. Black people are some of the most racist people in the world. On each other and on white people. I have seen it. I grew up in it. Oh, I might offend you. Oh, some of you listening to this clutching your pearls and your fishnet stockings and you're getting the vapors. I don't care. Black people are some of the most racist people in the world. Don't forget the Barbary pirates on the Barbary Mediterranean coast, Tunisia, Tunis, Tripoli, Libya, Algeria, Morocco. Don't forget the white slave trade. You forgot that? You think it was just the black slave trade? The white slave trade was more brutal than the white slave trade. I mean, the white slave trade was more brutal than the black slave trade. I misspoke. These Muslim, we call them corsairs or pirates, Barbary pirates, suffered the white people on the Mediterranean. And I believe the United States military, the Navy, was founded, if I'm not mistaken, I have to go back and read my history. When these Muslim Islamic pirates, the North African countries, Algerians of around 1730s, 1740s, 50s, 1800, took a U.S. ship, merchant ship, and then the United States got involved. I believe the merchant marines or something was formed from that. The president dispatched a ship to rescue everyone and vanquish those corsairs. So Musk was right. Kill the boa. That chant should be stopped. That's a racist chant. I don't want white people killed. I don't want black people killed. But I'm not going to stand by and agree with that. White people today are under attack. White people. People forget it's on the back and the sweat and blood of white people, white Europeans, white Americans who built Canada, who built America. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could tell me about all the immigrants too. Yes, I know that. I'm an immigrant. Yes, I know. I know they came 50 years, some 100 years ago, and they helped build railroads. I'm not stupid. I see it. But this country was founded and formed on the back of white people, Anglo people. And don't come and tell me about slavery. Well, don't forget. Yeah, I know about slavery. Remember, I come from an island. There was a slave plantation island. My ancestry was slaves. So I know that too. But don't forget the white people and don't try and punish them for things that they had nothing to do. How could you tell me 500 years ago, now, 500 years ago, I have to pay for stuff that happened 500 years ago in slavery? Miss me with that. Get away with me. Get far away from me with that crap. I'm not responsible for that. White people shouldn't have to pay for that. This white privilege BS garbage. Anyway, the real story that I wanted to talk about today was the one by, as I was telling you, good Van den Bosch. What Van den Bosch is saying, and which I agree, is that this disease X coming that they're talking about is a lie. It's really due to the mass vaccination into the midst of a pandemic where we vaccinated across all age groups using a non-sterilizing vaccine. You know what I'm talking. I went through this many times with you. Couldn't stop infection or transmission and put pressure on the antigen on the virus circulating, the dominant strain, and drove more variants, variant after variant, via Darwinian natural selection. But it's not just about driving variants. The vaccine itself is causing, has caused serious harm, myocarditis, pericarditis, stroke, paralysis, bleeding, clotting, dissecting aneurysms, Guillain-Barre, all of these conditions. We're seeing right now a pandemic, an epidemic of massive premature aging, rapid aging. We're seeing turbo cancers. So what he's trying to say is that what we're trying to say is that the coming tsunami of disease that we are seeing and deaths after this vaccine, post this vaccine, because you know now the vaccine is dead. Nobody don't even want boosters. But that coming set of deaths, etc., that we're going to see is disease X. It's not no new novel virus or anything. The authorities, those who made this vaccine, the government, the health officials, our governments, know that the vaccine is going to cause massive deaths. That is disease X. It really was an immune escape pandemic. Breakthrough infection.